But Mapnell won the tip. Ball went down to a low block by Austin Wade, so she was highly able to get the shot. And Austin Chapel came up with the rebound. Got their first possession tonight. Ball came down here for a
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
Sorry about the technical issues. Right now, Mount's home is up 8-6 with 3:40 left in the first quarter. Ball's with Aston Yates. Yates is going to drill down to the low block. Now kicks back out to Gilbert on the right side. Now she's going to drill down into the corner, pull up for the jumper, and rolls around and goes in. Kate Gilbert with 6 points on the night. It's a 10-6 Mount's home lead, 3:22 left in the opening period. Back comes Watson Chapel. Ball goes over on the left side to Whitehead. She has 2 points. And another offensive foul, another illegal screen called against the Lady Wildcats. That's how both of Watson Chapel's turnovers have been committed on offensive fouls away from the ball. That is on Dakira Kentle. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Wildcats. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert with it on the left wing. Loses the handle. The ball gets it back. Dribbles to the right wing. She's going to take the screen, pull up for the three-pointer, in and out, no good. And the rebound is being chased down, finally controlled by Ginger. Back come the Lady Wildcats. Here is Massey with it on the right side. Now she'll throw it up top to Mayweather, who will set up the offense. Ball goes over on the right side to Massey. Massey will throw it down in the right corner to Mayweather. Mayweather throws it down to Ginger, and this time a travel is going to be called on the Lady Wildcats. Ginger took a couple of steps before, or an extra step before she started dribbling, and so Mount Home gets back with 2.5 minutes left of the first quarter as they lead 10-6. Right now for scoring, Kay Gilbert leading the way with 6 points for the Lady Bombers, 2 each for Leah Jackson and Anna Grace Foreman. Here's Emma Martin finding Gilbert, dribbling down towards the corner. Now kicks it to Foreman in the paint. She's going to put up the jumper, rolls around and goes in. And Leslie Henderson has seen enough on that Watson Chapel sideline. She wants a timeout. We'll break with 2:11 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 12-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Watson Chapel taking their first timeout of the night with 2:11 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading a 12-6. Right now, Watson Chapel's leading scorer is Kiara Ginger with 4 points, a field goal, and a pair of free throws. Also 2 free throws from Taylor Whitehead. She has the other 2 points for the Lady Wildcats. Whitehead has the ball on the right wing. Now she's going to drill down into the low block, going into the lane. Oh, they're going to call her for the offensive foul. They said she pushed off with her arm. 1:53 left to play in the first quarter. It is as Watson Chapel's 4th turnover of the night. 3 of those on offensive fouls alone. Now the officials are talking about something. Again, that was on Whitehead. That is her, I believe, her first personal foul. The 3rd team foul. Oh, they called out Massey. Okay. I thought it was... she wasn't the one with the ball. They must have seen something else. Anyways, here's Gilbert back the other way, dribbling up to the top, finding Foreman. Over to Jackson on the left side. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson with 5 points, and it is a 9-point lead for Mountain Home. 15-6 our score with a minute and a half left of this opening period. Here is Mayweather throwing it over to Massey on the left wing. Massey will drill toward the top, gives it there to Whitehead. Over on the right side goes to Mayweather. Now ball goes up top to Massey. Back to Mayweather. Now up top to Whitehead. Over to Massey on the right side. Massey drills up toward the top, giving it to Ginger in the left corner. She will find Kentel down in the paint, putting up the jumper. Good. Dakira Kentel with her first 2 points of the night. 15-8, Mountain Home leading it. 50 seconds left of the first quarter. Emma Martin across the half-court stripe for the Lady Bombers. 40 seconds left. I think Mountain Home is going to be content to hold for the last shot of the period. Unless Watson Chapel starts to play a little tighter defense, and that's exactly what they're doing. Ball goes to Gilbert. Back to Martin. Now the pass was knocked away, and the ball is being knocked around and finally stolen by Watson Chapel. That is Mount Tone's first turnover of the night as White has come back the other way for the layup. No good, but a late blocking foul called. Man, I don't know if he was just waiting for the see if the basket was going to be made or not. I don't know why he'd wait so long if he's going to call that. But that is going to be on Addison Yates. That is her second personal foul. That is the third team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Whitehead back at the free throw line. First shot bounces around and will not go. She is right now 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 21.1 seconds left. Addison Yates is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Emily Payne, a 5'6 junior. And Whitehead will shoot one more free throw. Second shot is up. Good. She gets one of two on this trip. She has 3 points off from the charity stripe. So that cuts it back down to 6, 15-9. Watson Chapel trailing Mountain Home. 15 seconds left. Here's Gilbert with it up at the top. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup, and she's going to be shot's going to be blocked, but she's also going to draw contact on the way up. And a couple of free throws coming up for Kay Gilbert with 7.8 seconds left of the quarter. That is on to Kara Mayweather. That's her first personal foul, fourth team foul against the Lady Wildcats. So Kay Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot will not go. She has 6 points so far this evening. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up. Good. She gets one of two. She has seven. Back to a 7-point lead for Mountain Home. Mayweather takes the inbound pass. Dribbling up into the lanes, going in for the running jumper, will not go, and the rebound comes to Anna Grace Foreman, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 16-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.